Thank you, Rev.
Praise his name.
Bless
it's
the Lord.
A wonderful thing when God's people can come together to worship him in spirit and in truth, with all our heart, with all our souls, and with all our minds. We thank our sister Bernice for those beautiful choruses, and they are all testimonies. Oh, yes. It's a wonderful thing, friends, when we can testify of the goodness of God. Yes. And it's not everybody understand what a testimony is. We find if you read from the beginning of John chapter 3, you'll notice that Nicodemus didn't know what was a testimony. Jesus told him, we testify to you, and you don't understand. Yes. Many people don't understand the plan of salvation, how confusing it is for them. Can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? No, friends. You have to be born by water and by the Spirit of God. Yes, you have to accept Christ by faith. Praise his wonderful name. And here we see this ruler was confused of the testimony of Jesus. One, two, he wanted to know what make Jesus so great and he was able to work miracles and so on. Today, many are still confused about the work of God and the plan of God for mankind. And this we're going to talk about tonight. Oh, summer is ending. Isn't that something? And children are getting ready to go back to school. But then, before they went off for summer holidays, they all had graduation. They studied hard through the season, and they sat for their exams, and many were graduated. But tonight, I want to look at some of the things that happened during graduation. Some graduated and went off into business, some went off to further studies, and so on. But we find that in this 21st century, our universities, colleges, high school, our junior high school have had their graduation. But then, friends, many who were graduated became writers, journalists, and authors as well. But then we know and we hear so often that many of these students who have become writers and journalists and so on, they turn out what they call best writer or best book of the year. But tonight we find that there is a shortage. Writers, journalists, authors are not writing about the great history book. They are not talking about the great history book, which is the Bible. Sad to say, the Bibles are taken off the shelves in school, in the libraries, at homes, and so we are running into serious trouble. Trouble in that nobody knows who write the book or who is the author of the great bestseller, and that's the Bible. And because of that, many don't know about God. Many are confused like Nicodemus. And there are many, many leaders all over the world today that are confused about God, and because of that, they have turned their backs upon God. And sad to say, these leaders are leading many, many generations, many nations, many young people astray. They are serving other gods rather than the true and the living God. But tonight, friends, we want to look true and the living God, the things that we ought to know about him. The Word of God tells us here in Genesis chapter 1, and I like that beginning of the Word. Genesis 1 tells us, for we turn to it. I would encourage you to turn to it because I'm going to take you for a ride in this portion of scripture. Look at verse 1. It says, in the beginning, what? In the beginning, God. And this is what men and women want to know. Nicodemus wanted to know that also about the Son of God. What made you so great?
Yes.
And the Word of God says here, verse 1, in the beginning. People are confused about the beginning.
Yes.
One thing about God is that he is eternal. No ending, no beginning. That's the God that we serve.
Yes.
He knows all things. Praise his wonderful name. And that's the reason why he is eternal. The Word of God says here, and I'm going to emphasize this very much, in the beginning, not man, not an animal,
no,
but in the beginning, God. Praise his wonderful name. In the beginning, God. And what I'm going to read here, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Praise his wonderful name. What beautiful work of creation, friends. It's beautiful. As the songwriter says, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things bright and beautiful, the Lord God. Notice that again, word God. The Lord God made them all. And this I'm going to be hammering tonight, friends, because people have turned their backs upon God.
Yeah.
We no longer have respect for God and failing to understand that the Word of God teaches that he's a jealous God. He says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But today we find that leaders are leading their citizens, leading the countries that they rule over, leading them astray to serve other God. God says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt serve me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Why, friends? Because the Word of God says, God speaking to the Godhead, the counsel of God, he says, let us make man in our own image. Notice that.
Yes, sir.
And so we need to understand, friends, that we were not made in a test tube. No. The Word of God says, God made man in his own image, in his own likeness. Yes. What I like, listen to this marvelous miracle here, friends. The Word of God says that God blew his breath into the nostrils of man.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Guess what happened, friends? He became a living soul. Praise his wonderful name. And I want you to know tonight that God, the God that we are talking about, is real. He has eyes to see. He has ears to hear. He has lips to speak. And he has the heart of love. Because the Word of God says, a wonderful love song, for God so loved the world, each one, whatever nationality you belong to, whatever country, whatever color you are, God loves you. For God so loved the world, he said to Nicodemus, that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me move on here. The scripture says, friends, again, and this I like very much, the Word of God says here that God That's didn't create the heavens and the earth. But the Bible tells us here, and let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Listen what happened, friends. Here the scripture says, and God, notice that. Each time I note this in my Bible, verse 3, and God said. That means God speaks. Praise his wonderful name. And God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. I like that. People are afraid when they're in a dark place. Children don't like darkness. Adults also don't like darkness because there is always danger. And the word of God says, and God said, notice that. He spoke again. Let there be light. And there was night. Praise God. Verse 4, again, it says, not man. And God saw. That means he has eyes to see, friends. Praise his wonderful name. And God sees and knows everything that all men in the world today are doing. We cannot hide from God, says the word of God. We cannot. He sees all things. And so the scripture tells us here, and God saw the light, that it was good. And again, and God divided the light from darkness. They don't work together, friends. Darkness and light. Light dispels darkness. Praise his wonderful name. And the word God continues to tell us that God is light. His son, Christ Jesus, is light. And I'm going to take you to the scriptures for you to see this. And I am concerned as a servant of God that men have turned their backs upon God, who breathed and give us life. Praise his wonderful name. And we can have not just life, but if we embrace him by faith, we can have everlasting life.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's something to think about. Yes, it is. Something to think about. Praise his wonderful name. The word of God says here, and I'm going to read verse 5, and God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. Praise his wonderful name.
Yes, yes.
I like to walk in the day. I can see.
Yes.
And God, through the blessed Holy Spirit, encouraged the church also to walk with Jesus. Walk by faith. We are to walk in love. Praise his wonderful name. All these beautiful things if we walk in the light. As he, Jesus, is in the light, as God also in the light. The word of God tells us in the epistles there that God is light. Yes, he is light, friends. And in him, there is no darkness at all. But what is happening around us today? We find there is darkness all around us today. Why? Because men and women, boys and girls, have turned their backs upon God and failed to walk with the giver of light and life. Yes, if we walk with the Lord, we will have life and light, praise his name. But we can embrace his son also, because the word of God tells us here in John chapter 1, and I like that also, which I'm going to read for you. Listen, turn with me to John Gospel, chapter 1. And the word of God tells us here. In the beginning, verse 1, was the Word. And the Word was, what is that? God had company. And the Word was God.
Yes, indeed.
And the Word was God.
Indeed.
In the beginning, God. In the beginning was the Word. Yes. And the Word was with God. And the Word was stopped.
Yes.
The same was in the beginning with who? With God.
Yes.
Praise his wonderful name. And all things were made. Notice verse 3. I would encourage you to underline the word all. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
No wonder, friends, Nicodemus was confused after seeing the many miracles that Jesus did. And so he decided to go to Jesus by night. He didn't want his people, the other leaders, to see him. But I pray tonight, friends, that many leaders today would meet with God and with his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And turn their nations back to the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Righteousness, the word of God says, exalted a nation.
Yes.
But sin is a reproach to everyone.
Yes.
If we turn our backs upon light, we are going to be in darkness. And this is what is happening to us all over the world today. We find there is war, there is bitterness, and there is hatred and killing, stealing, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, all of these things because we have turned our backs upon God and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We should love the Lord our God with all our hearts. Notice that. We should love the Lord our God. And he is also the Lord God Almighty. Bear that in mind. He is the Lord God Almighty. And we want you to know today, friends, he is almighty. A God that can see, a God that can hear, a God that speaks. Praise his wonderful name. And tonight I am encouraging each and every one that hears me, all nations, all leaders, to understand that God is a jealous God and we should not have any other God but him, because he has made us in his image and in his likeness, and he is a jealous God. And I'm going to encourage you, friends, be like Nicodemus. Inquire of him, and you will learn a whole lot. Nicodemus was confused because of the mighty work that Jesus was doing. But then he didn't want his other associates to see him. So the word of God tells us he came by night. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?
Yes.
Many times we testify to the unsaved and telling them about salvation, and they must be born again.
Yes.
Nicodemus also was confused about being born again. It's a wonderful thing, friends, to be born by the Spirit of God. Praise his name.
Yes.
The word of God that you become a new creature in Christ. The old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. He will make you over. The scripture tells us that he is the potter and we are the clay. He will make you over a new young man, young woman, middle-aged men and women, grandmother and grandfather. I want you to know God understands all things about us.
Yes.
And he can lead us in the path of righteousness because he is light. Praise his name. He will take you away from the dark way in which you are walking today and take you into light. Walk with him, friends, in the light today. You'll find peace. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy that Jesus come into your heart tonight. Your sins you wash away. Your night you turn to day, just like Nicodemus. Yes, friends, Nicodemus came, and the scripture tells us, let me hurry to tell you this, that Nicodemus did accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes. Later on, at the death of Jesus Christ, we saw the scripture tells us here quite clearly that he assisted also. He was a secret disciple. All because he was afraid. But tonight, friends, there is no need to be afraid, because if you walk in the light as he is in the light, then, friends, you don't need to worry about the darkness. Praise God, because he is light. That's what the Word of God says. God is light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Praise his name. And if he lives in you, friends, then you won't walk in darkness anymore. Now, let me hurry on, because I have a lot to tell you here. Here the Word of God says to us, all of us, John 1 and verse 1. I want to spend some time here in John 1, verse 1. The scripture says, 1 to 5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Every time I think of that, my heart rejoices in the God, my Savior. And the Word was God. Verse 2, and the same was in the beginning with God.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful, friends?
Yes.
The
yes.
Son of God was with his Father from the beginning of creation. And that's the reason why we can trust the Son of God. Praise his name. Because all things comes from the Father, and through the Father to the Son, and from the Son to us. Praise his name. The Word of God tells us, friends, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You must walk with Jesus if we want to have fellowship with God. If we want to walk in the light, then, friends, we must continue each day with Jesus. All the way, my Savior, lead me. All the way, friends. Not some of the way, but follow him. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. And notice, I underline that word in verse 3. All things. Notice that. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I often joke, I'm going to share it with you. I often say to my associates, I don't see any tow truck going up into the heavens to repair the moon or to repair the sun or the star, or to make adjustments up in heaven there. But we see the sun rise every morning in the east, because it's God who is controlled. We can look up at midday and we see the sun, praise his name. And in the evening, we can look again to the west and we see the setting of the sun. And this happens every day. Every day, friends. If we but own, what a beautiful thing to see the artwork of God, praise his name, in early in the morning. What colors, how beautiful it is.
Yes.
Who did all that?
Yes.
God, see the Word of God. All things were made by him, hallelujah, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life, praise God.
Yes.
Life. It's a precious gift, friends. It's a precious gift. The gift of life. Do you want that gift today? You want that gift, the gift of life. The Word of God says, verse 4, and I read again, in him was life, and the life was, again, what? The light of men. Why not let us begin to walk in the light with Jesus? Let us walk in the light with God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Why not let us embrace them, that they can lead the path for us? Praise his name. We cannot have fellowship with God and don't go through Jesus.
No.
We must embrace Jesus, because he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. Now let me stop at verse 5. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If you walk with God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then, friends, you will go all the way. As the songwriter says, all the way I go with Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Walk with him. He will show the way. The Lord says to David, the psalmist, is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Praise his wonderful name. Sometimes we feel so tired. Sometimes we're not at peace, neither with man or with God, all because we are not walking with God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus goes on to say, I am the good shepherd, praise his name. And I have something very nice to tell you later on as I go on speaking. The Word of God says, the psalmist David know what it is to be out in the dark. And he, I would imagine, if Nicodemus had met with David, David would be able to tell him about the stars, about the moon, about being out in the dark, and to be led to the valley of the shadow of death, because God is with him. Praise his wonderful name. Many people are afraid of the darkness. Why? Because the Word of God says the thief come to kill and to steal when? In night.
Yes.
When it's dark.
Yes.
Many, many people have to check everywhere in their house before they go off to bed. And they look in every corner. Why? Because it's fear. Jesus says, fear not. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And this is what the assurance he was given to Nicodemus. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Night, friends, if you are confused, you don't know what to do, everything in your house is so dark, the tests and the trials comes upon you, why not look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith? Why not come to him and tell him? The disciples were afraid, and the storm came upon them. It was frightening the other day to hear when the tornado hit the place. Many people were screaming out for help. But then the wind took the things away.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. Jesus saw all this. The disciples were afraid when they saw the storm. Many people today are going through many storms. The rivers have taken away their lands, their homes. The fire is still burning down their property and things like that. Yes, the earthquake is destroying their homes. The hurricane is destroying their homes. There is no light. Up to yesterday, many places still haven't got light. But praise God. Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. He will take you, friends. Just put your hand in his hand, like Nicodemus did. Nicodemus trusted God after hearing Jesus telling him that you have to be born again. Not going to your mother's womb a second time, but through the Spirit of God. Praise his wonderful name. I'm so thankful that we have God who have eyes to see, ears to hear, lips to speak, hand to reach out and lift us up. Isn't that wonderful? For then Jesus' son said, I am the way. Praise his name.
Yes, sir.
I am the way. I am the way.
Yes.
Follow me. Follow me. The disciples were afraid when the storm came. The man who could not see, like many of us, we don't know what is going to happen when school starts. How are we going to see our way? Send the children to school and things like that. The man cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And what happened, friends? Jesus asked him, what would you have me to do for you? Tonight, friends, you're wondering, how are you going to send the children off to school on Monday morning? I cannot afford it. Yes, I can't see what to do. Jesus, the light of the world, ask the man, what will you have me to do? Tonight, friends, Jesus is asking you, what is your need?
Yeah.
You want life everlasting? Do you want the peace that passeth all understanding? Do you want to have everlasting life? You can have it in him, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, let me take you to the scripture that I like so much. Listen to Isaiah, the Messianic prophet. Isaiah is speaking, and he says about those who walk in darkness, shall see bright light. But that's not all. As we go on, we see where there's much more than that. The Word of God tells us in Isaiah chapter 9. And if you just turn to that, because I'd like for you to make note of this, because I'm going to spend some time here now.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture tells us, friends, that the people were in darkness. They were confused as to what was happening. But then God in his love, you notice that I continue to emphasize at the beginning of the importance of God. In the beginning, God.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know, friends, God will be with you. Listen what God is saying to the children of Israel. Chapter 9, verse 2, he says, the people that walk in darkness have seen great light.
Yes.
They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine.
Yes.
Tonight, friends, if you are in darkness, why not let the light of Christ shine in your home, shine in your heart, shine in the heart of your husband or your wife, your children, the light of Christ shine in your house, and there can be peace. Praise his wonderful name. How do I know this? As I didn't stop here. For unto us a child is born, verse 6, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon him,
yes,
upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, hallelujah, wonderful. We have a wonderful Savior, friends. A wonderful Savior who cares and understands the needs of all men. But then you say, I need counseling. Word of God tells us that, as I went on to say here, he's not only wonderful, but he's our counselor. The mighty God, praise his wonderful name. Yes, mighty God, and the everlasting Father. Everlasting. I like that word, everlasting. You notice I like to say it. I like to speak of God as the everlasting Father. Yes. He never dies. Never dies. He's always there with us. But then, this is where I want to pause for a while. He's a mighty God. Praise his name. He stills the sea, the earthquake. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus also fed the multitude.
Yeah.
Pastor, I don't know how I'm going to find money to give the children to go back to school on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yes, friends. Jesus, when he was on earth, he fed 5,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't just women or men, but children were there too. Praise his wonderful name. Yeah. And he fed them. But then let's look across. Let's look across. The Word of God says, friends, that he provided food for the children of Israel in the wilderness. Every morning. That's why we pray, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, hallelujah, from all evil. Praise his wonderful name. He is wonderful. He is our counselor. He is a mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. And this is where I jump for joy. The Prince of Peace.
Yes.
My peace, he says, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He will bring peace to your heart. Tonight, friends, the entire world is troubled. Troubled because of the wars we're having. Troubled because of the various disasters that are taking place. Troubled because of the leaders of our many nations are so confused, they lead us astray. Talk about lying lips. You listen to them.
Yes.
Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. That we hear every day. But then it's not so with the God that we serve.
Also.
He can give you peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. Tonight, again, look at what, as I was telling these people who are frightened as to what is happening, the peace, the Prince of Peace. I like that comforting word. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Where do you go to find peace today, friends? You hear of war. You hear of killing. You hear of robbery. Oh, you hear of fighting. Oh, you hear of misunderstanding among members of the family. But as is bringing comfort to you tonight.
Yes.
He is the Prince of Peace. I can just imagine Nicodemus half talking with Jesus. Hallelujah. After having fellowship with Jesus, after hearing, and listen to the key word, after hearing the testimony of Jesus, telling him how to be born again. He left with peace, the peace of God, the peace that Jesus gives. Oh, Jesus offers peace to the troubled sea. He offered peace that are fearful. Mom, dad, daughter, son, children.
Amen.
Trust God.
Indeed.
I want you to stop listening to the ignorance that our leaders are telling us that there is no God. Oh, chase them away. Chase away your teachers. Don't be afraid. They continue to cause confusion, cause fear. But God is alive. God is real. He is. My God is real. He is real in my soul. Yes, friends, because I never forget that night, 1955. God reached down through his Son and the blessed Holy Spirit and gave me that wonderful gift that Jesus is telling Nicodemus about, that you have to be born again. Praise God. And tonight I'm telling you, friends, you must be born again if you want the peace of God that passeth all understanding. That's the Prince of Peace. That's Jesus, the Son of God, who is light. Praise his wonderful name. Who said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, he says. Oh, if you are blind, call him, and he will ask you, what would you have me to do for you? If you need to see, you are in darkness, he will give you light. Praise God. Tonight, friends, why not reach out to the Prince of Peace? Yes, the Prince of Peace. I like that. He is the everlasting Father.
Yes.
Never die. And the Prince of Peace. We need peace in our world today.
Yes.
There is so much unrest. And we are not going to find it in an election. We're not going to find it in men. You can only find peace in Christ. Yes, friends. And the peace that he offers passeth all understanding.
Yeah.
Our politicians, our leaders, they too are fearful. They're all afraid. And the sad part about it is that they have lying lips. And it's an abomination to the Lord. Speak the truth and speak it ever. Cause it what it will. He who hide the wrong he did does the wrong thing still. That we learn at school. Yes, friends. And we had to know it by heart.
Yes.
Speak truth and speak it ever. Where do we find truth? Not on our radio, not on our phone, not on the television, not from the politicians, not from our teachers, not from the science teacher. No, friends. Speak the truth and speak it ever, that God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth, and that his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, was with him in the heavens when he spoke, and there was light.
Yes.
And life. Praise his wonderful name. And we dispelled darkness. Tonight, friends, again, I'm going to sing the song. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Do you want that peace, the peace that passeth all understanding? Would you embrace him now as your Savior?
Amen.
What must I do, said Nicodemus. Jesus said, you must be born again. Tonight, friends, if you are here and you have never had the experience of peace, you have never had the experience of light that comes from God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, everything around you is so dark. You can have the light of Christ in your heart tonight.
Yes.
Let us pray.
Bless the Lord.
Praise his name. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are God Almighty. We are so thankful that your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is light, is always with you. But then in closing, Lord, how could I leave this out? You, because you love us so much, for God so loved each and every one, the black and the white, the Baptist and the Pentecostal.
Okay,
he likes all denomination. He likes all people, all nations. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all, he says, all should have everlasting life.
Yes.
Would you embrace him as your Lord and your Savior tonight? Would you come to him like the blind man who said, Lord, that I might receive my sight?
Yes.
And the Prince of Peace prayed with him, and he received his sight.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to face Monday morning. Come to Jesus tonight, and
Lord,
he will show you how to face Monday morning. Have faith in God, said Jesus to the disciples. Have faith in God. Before I close in prayer, is there one or two or three, there might be four tonight, who would like to embrace the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world? He will take away your sins. Your night will turn to day. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart tonight. Your sins he wash away. Your night will turn to day. He will take away the darkness and give you light. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart like Nicodemus. Nicodemus accepted Christ as Savior, but he was a secret disciple.
Yes,
because he was fearful of what his other associates would say. But he was a follower of Christ. Are you afraid of what your neighbors will say if you accept Christ as Savior? Are you afraid of what your husband or your wife will say, or your children or those at your workplace? Come, friends, you'll be a new creature in Christ. You don't need to worry about that. Come tonight. Praise his name. Is there one? Just raise your hand up. I can see you by faith. Yes. Just lift the hand up. Yes. Two, three, four. Let's pray. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come tonight. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
You breathed into man and he became a living soul. My God, reach out today, tonight, and breathe now upon all those that are in darkness, that they may have light. The Prince of Peace. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.